Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's season 11, the return of season 11 of MTV's popular music and comedy show, Nick Cannon Presents Wild and Out. What an impressive list of comedians and entertainers who started as Wild and Out cast members. Mike Epps, Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, Mikey Day, Pete Davidson, DeRay Davis, among them. Now, among the new cast members, the current cast members, DC Young Fly and Justina Valentine. DC Young Fly, rapper, actor, comedian, singer, host correspondent for TRL, has over 4 million followers on social media. Co-signed by comic legends like Kevin Hart, his most recent musical project, Supplying Pressure, was featured on LiveMixTapes.com. He's worked alongside artists like Kevin Gates, B.O.B., Trade the Truth, and super producer Mike Will. Justina has been called a talented, hardworking, smart-mouth superstar in the making, a quick-witted lyricist, a songwriter with the knack for a memorable hook and an irresistible chorus, a vivid performer with an audacious fashion style. Her debut album, Scarlet Letter, landed on the iTunes Top 30 R&B charts. DC Young Fly and Justina Valentine on the return of Season 11 of Nick Cannon Presents Wild and Out, Thursdays, Fridays, 11 Eastern, 10 Central, on MTV. And they're with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us. Well, America is ready, really ready for some Wild and Out. What are we going to see in the return of season 11? I'm hearing big things for the return.
Man, one thing about it, season 11, Justina, you want to take a stab at it.
Season 11, let me tell you something, Rick. To me, season 11 is one of the best seasons ever shot. There's so many big moments. There's so many laughs. There's so many big, amazing stars that came through. And don't forget about the star-studded cast. I mean, we shot it in Brooklyn. The energy was through the roof. And I'm personally really, really excited for this season to air. The fans are not going to be disappointed.
And you talk about that audience. What's that like? Because as soon as you walk out on stage, I mean, it's like nonstop electricity in the room throughout the entire program.
Oh, yeah. The audience, especially in New York City, you know, the birthplace of hip-hop, these fans are on it. They're ready. They want to hear the bars. They want to hear the jokes. And, you know, I've filmed now in L.A., Manhattan, Brooklyn, and now currently we're in Atlanta filming season 12. But I got to tell you something about that Brooklyn crowd, it's just magical. It's unmatched. So when you see the people's energy and you see the way we, the comedians, brought it this season, it's going to be a real ride for the fans to watch.
It's always fun to watch because this really is lightning-fast improv. I mean, if you leave the room for a second, you're missing a big part of the program. Head-to-head battles between two of the teams. Talk about how that's laid out in the games, because the games have been labeled as outrageous, and I think that's probably a pretty good description.
Yeah, I mean, you have two people that are very quick-witted, good off the cuff, going head-to-head, and you never know what's going to happen. I always say DC is one of my favorite people to match up with because he's the best of the best, and he brings out the best in me. So I just
like going on stage knowing that somebody's going to say something about me, and whatever they say about me, I just got to have a response. And Justina, like I say, like she was just saying, I bring the energy out of her just like she bring the energy out of me. So every time I call her name or she call my name, the crowd already know. We done battled so much on the Wildfire.
So many
times. It got to the point where they see her and see me, they like, oh, it's going to be a show.
They already know.
It's about to be a show.
Well, the one Wild sale you had last year is legendary. It's on YouTube with millions of views. In fact, the description says, worth the price of admission. That really was an incredible moment between the two of you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a lot of views.
You know, we have a bunch of those, and we got more coming.
More.
This season and the season we're working on, and it's those moments that is magic. You can never do it again. It'll never be the same audience. We'll never have those same moments, so it makes it so much fun.
You know, I mentioned lightning fast, and that's a key. You really don't have a lot of time to collect your thoughts out there. How do you prepare when you're going in for a taping? How do you prepare to match wits with everybody that's on the cast?
You gotta use that too. You just gotta have great improv, man.
Yeah.
You gotta be ready to go at it. you know what I'm saying, at any moment when somebody call your name, because we might do an audible change the game. You got to be ready. You just got to be ready. At that point, you like I said, you can't create comedy, man. You got to let comedy create itself.
Mm-hmm. And if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And it's one of them high energy, fast paced shows that if you can't keep up the pace with the rest of the greats, then you're not going to last too long.
It's going to be show.
And at the end of each episode of Wildin' Out, we've got a featured artist performance, legendary artist who stop by and perform on the program. DC Young Fly, Justina Valentine on the return of Season 11. Nick Cannon presents Wildin' Out, Thursdays 11 Eastern, 10 Central, only on MTV. Congratulations on the return of Season 11. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Rick. We appreciate all the love.
That was a great intro, Rick.
Yes.
Thank you. Check it out. Nick Cannon presents Wildin' Out on MTV. You're listening to This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.